So I got a really good question from a follower and somebody I know. I'm going to keep the identity anonymous, but I am going to give you the question. So the question is, hi Will, I'm starting work on a protection dog. She's 9 months of age and I feel like I have a good foundation, but I don't know where to take it from here. The obedience is spot on. The dog has drive. Dog loves to play tug and it always wins when they're playing tug. Well socialized and very level headed. I just don't know where to go from here, what to start adding to our training, and whether or not I should start limiting the socialization, as I don't know if a PPD, and PPD means personal protection dog, can be quote unquote too friendly because I don't want a loose cannon. So I asked, is your main question socialization? That's what I want to know. So is socialization the main question? It's because there was a couple of other things there. So the follower said, socialization is the main question, but I also am unsure on how to proceed training-wise. She has good base of obedience, but getting her from there all the way to actual bites is a little bit lost on me. All right, so now I'm gonna answer the question. A personal protection dog, a little bit different than a sport dog, but a personal protection dog is a dog that is going to be spending time with you in your home, maybe go out with you a little bit here and there. Remember, they don't have public access, so they're not like service dogs. They can go everywhere with you, but they are gonna spend some time with you, right? Personal protection dog is gonna be in your house. A personal protection dog is going to go out with you from time to time. And the idea of a personal protection dog is for them to only bite or only take action when crap's about to hit the fan. So when somebody's attacking you, when somebody's posing a threat, or when you are directing your dog to bite because of those scenarios. Now, the personal protection dog is also a great deterrent. So meaning if somebody were to think, she's drawing money out of the ATM, so let's go ahead and take some easy money. Well, if that girl has a personal protection dog, that is automatically a deterrent. The bad guy is gonna be more likely to say, I'm gonna pass, I'm gonna go somewhere else. With that being said, because of all those things, right? Because you are going to be taking the dog out to different places, because the personal protection dog is gonna be in your home, and obviously you don't want to keep your personal protection dog locked up in a room because they're too savage to be out when people are out and about. So for that reason, my thought on this is that a personal protection dog needs to be on the social side. I've seen personal protection dogs that are not social and they are just a liability. A personal protection dog that is not social is a dog that you have to be so aware of, right? It's a dog that you have to like constantly supervise and micromanage because you don't want him to bite at the wrong time. And I've seen that happen. I've seen people with personal protection dogs, so they said, that you're literally not even making any eye contact with. And I'll tell you a story. So one time, this is early in my career, this couple had a personal protection dog that they bought from this place. I was involved in the dog training world here. And she had her dog with her. I just happened to be walking past. I'm not even looking at her. I'm not looking at her dog. We just happened to be sharing sort of a common area. And it's not like we were the only ones there. There were other people there as well. I'm just minding my own business. I'm about probably a good 20 feet away from her as I'm walking past in a completely different direction. Like they're over here and I'm heading over there. And suddenly the dog lunges. I mean, it's off leash. It just lunges at me and it just starts like growling at me. And I'm like frozen because I don't want to get bit. And all this lady does is she comes up to her dog as though the dog did a good job. She's like, oh, he's a personal protection dog. And she pulls the dog away. Now at this point in my career, I'm kind of new. But I instantly knew this wasn't right. I instantly knew what the fuck kind of personal protection dog is this. I wasn't even trying to harm you. I wasn't posing a threat whatsoever. I knew early on, before anybody told me this, I knew this is not right. So you don't want that, right? That dog is a liability. What if that dog decided to bite me? Okay, well, now I got bit. I wasn't posing any sort of threat whatsoever. And now I got nailed, right? Now what happens? What if I have to go to the hospital? Well, I have to go to the hospital in Texas. I have to report the bite, right? They're gonna be like, hey, dude, you got canines on your leg, on your arm, right? And you got some tears. What happened? I'm not gonna say, well, I fell down the stairs. I'm gonna be like, I got bit by this lady's dog. Okay, in Texas, what they're gonna do is animal control is gonna take her dog for 10 days. For 10 days, that dog will get quarantined. Do you see how this is a tremendous liability, not just for you, for the person that could be a passerby that is not a threat to you whatsoever, and also for your dog? So nobody wins here. So my strong belief about this is that personal protection dog needs to be social. And what I mean by social is they don't need to be best friends with everybody, okay? I don't mean they need to be a social butterfly. They certainly don't need to be, but they need to be on the social side, meaning they see a person, they shouldn't go, that's possibly a threat. They see another person, they shouldn't go, that might be a threat. That might be a threat, that might be a threat. Oh, fuck it, just bite everybody. A personal protection dog does not need to be like that, because who does a personal protection dog go to? They don't go to sport people. A personal protection dog doesn't go to dog trainers normally. Who do they go to? They go to people who can afford a personal protection dog. Are these people dog trainers? Definitely not. I have clients who have had personal protection dogs that they bought from shitty vendors, right? They're like, oh, this dog got imported from Germany, imported from Europe, and this, that, and the whole nine yards, the bells and whistles. But the dog is freaking a liability. So they're always on their toes. They're always sort of aware. And what ends up happening is these dogs inevitably end up biting somebody that they shouldn't bite. And it's always a person that meant no harm to the dog, to the owner, to the property, nothing. So these dogs are like already wired going, I just want to bite somebody. So we don't want that. I'd rather the dog be social. I'd rather the dog's default be, hey, there's a stranger, he's no harm. And here's where stupid dog trainers disagree, like the inexperienced, and in my opinion, somewhat incompetent dog trainers will go, no, you don't want your dog to be all that social, because if he's that social, how is he gonna protect you when the shit hits the fan? And here's why. I know for a fact, if you have the right candidate, if you have the right dog with the right drives and it's mature enough to handle this, I just know it because I've seen this in action. That dog gets the proper dog, right selection, right drives, right temperament, right age, meaning they're mature enough. If they're on the social scale, they could be my best friend one moment, but the moment I start wailing on you, the moment I start throwing hands, that dog will bite the shit out of me that very next moment. And I don't mean with the sleeve. I don't mean with the hidden sleeve, which hidden sleeves are not even that hidden to begin with. I don't mean like with the dog in a muzzle. I don't mean with the bite suit. I mean like this. I know people that have had this happen where their dog, best friends with the boyfriend, they live with the boyfriend and the girlfriend, right? And the owner. They live with the owner. They live with the boyfriend. And the dog was fine with both of them. But the dog belonged to the lady, right? To the owner. And on one of these moments, because I've been told about this, they got in a big fight. The boyfriend, who was okay with the dog, and the dog was okay with the boyfriend got physical. Like made contact with the girlfriend, right? With the owner, and the dog lit his ass up, bit the shit out of him. That's a personal protection dog. That's what I mean. So the personal protection dog, you being social, right? Your dog being social doesn't mean that it's going to take the ability to bite away. Because here's what happens. What dogs understand, they understand intent. So what I mean by intent is they know when I'm just screwing around, right, I'm playing. But the moment I start freaking, I get in a fight, dogs know this. The moment things get violent, the moment I mean harm, something, first of all, you know anyway, right? Every animal, us included, okay, every living thing, I strongly believe, people as well, I strongly believe, you know when something is not right. You know when a person means you harm. Now, you might not know it right away, but instinctively, I strongly believe you know. But what happens is your logic kind of kicks in and go, no, maybe that's not going to happen. But instinctively, you know something's not right. So what happens is our dogs don't have that filter that we do. Our dogs instantly know. Now, I don't mean the dog that is constantly freaking biting at everybody, charging at everybody. I'm not trying to say that when a dog doesn't like a person, it's because the dog knows the person did something wrong. I believe that's bullshit. I don't believe in that one bit. Your dog, if your dog is kind of a loose cannon, it's just charging at people constantly, it's not because everybody that they meet did something wrong. It's just your dog is just not right. Your dog is just maybe a little bit too quick on the trigger. Your dog might be a little bit too fearful, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a social dog that has no issues. The right dog, proper temperament, proper drive, the right age, right? If this type of dog that is a personal protection dog selection is social, I know, I just know it because I've seen it and I've been told these stories. If that dog goes from, hey, everything is cool, because they're confident, like they're gonna see a person gonna be like, you mean me no harm, right? I know you're not gonna do anything stupid. I feel very confident, very comfortable that you're not gonna do anything dumb. But the moment you do, the moment you cross that line with my owner, I'm gonna freaking bite you. I'm gonna send you to the hospital. I don't believe that a personal protection dog needs to be antisocial. I believe that a personal protection dog should be on the social scale. They should be somewhat friendly, because here's another thing, your personal protection dog in your house, what are you gonna do when somebody's knocking on the door? You don't want your personal protection dog freaking charging at your door. What kind of bullshit is that, right? That's another thing people go, oh, he's a personal protection dog. No, your dog is a freaking liability. If somebody's just ringing the doorbell, knocking on the door, if your dog starts fucking losing it and you have to now like pull him away, put him in another room, put him in a crate, what good is that dog? Because the moment you put him away and somebody does come in and actually they happen to decide to do something to you, what's your dog gonna do? Your dog's in the other room, right? Your dog's crated. You're screwed. But a social dog doesn't react like that, right? Somebody might knock on the door, they're gonna ring the doorbell, you're gonna open the door, the dog might be like, hey, stranger, how's it going? I don't know you, maybe I've never met you, but you mean me no harm. I'm social, I'm friendly. The guy might be like, oh man, that's a friendly dog. But the moment that person decides to go, give me your fucking money, the moment that person goes, all right, freak, I came here to do some harm, that dog, I know this, will switch from that to, fuck you, I'm gonna bite you now. Because that's what a real personal protection dog is. So my belief on the matter is, I feel like the dog needs to be on the social scale. And I'm talking about this from experience. I'm not pulling it out of my ass. I'm not speculating. I'm not thinking maybe that's the way it should be. I'm telling you the way it really is. Because I have seen these so-called personal protection dogs that are not social. I've seen these dogs that are not friendly. They're a liability and they're more of a hassle. And the owners are just constantly on their toes. If a dog is the right candidate, they're confident, they've got the right drives, they have the proper age, meaning they're mature enough, and they're social, right? Maybe they don't even have to be social. They just need to be okay. They need to be neutral. They shouldn't be like, every person might be a threat. But if they're somewhat on the social scale and they're able to do this as well, I've seen them. They're freaking amazing. They're incredibly amazing. One of my clients, okay, I post videos about him all the time. One of my clients has a nice dog, incredibly powerful. He is not threatened by you. He, even if he's never met you before, You come into the house, he's just not threatened by you. If he sees you for the first time on the street, he will not be threatened by you. He is not an antisocial dog. However, if you cross that line, you will go to the hospital. I guarantee you, you're gonna go to the hospital. Sleeve, no sleeve, suit, no suit, doesn't matter. That dog will hurt you badly. It will switch immediately. But the moment he's done biting you, he's back to normal. That's the right dog that I'm talking about. Now let's talk about training. So training, to answer the question that was submitted, training-wise, it's a lot to unload over a video. Okay, it's quite a bit. I'm gonna refer you to some material that I have on my YouTube channel. But essentially, just to give you a quick breakdown of what we would do at 9 months of age, so less than a year old, the dog shows the right drives, it bites, it's social and it's doing pretty well. My next thing, as a personal protection dog, around 9 months of age, to me, they're a little bit too young for defense work. Now I can show them some civil pictures, because we're not training a sport dog, we're training a personal protection dog. So I would show them some civil pictures. What civil means is basically protection pictures without gear. But just to displace that, to turn that picture from no equipment to let's actually give you a bite, then we'll bring the sleeve to go, now you can bite, now you can bite, now you can bite. But then we would do scenarios where we would go, hey, let's develop some grip work, let's develop some power, let's develop some targeting, meaning personal protection dog, I want the dog to target everywhere. So not just the forearm, but I do forearm, both arms, biceps, legs. So we would do different targets for the dog. So the dog knows, and because in reality, we're not doing sport work with a personal protection dog. They should bite anything available. So legs, both legs, forearms, biceps, triceps, anything. Anything that will give the dog the ability to stop the person. And then we will layer that in with other scenarios. But 9 months of age is a very young dog. Truly, the dog is not ready for full pictures, until they're about 2 to 3 years of age, sometimes even a little bit older than that. Because what we want is we want maturity. And that's the problem with a lot of these personal protection dogs. A lot of times they're not mentally ready. They know the how, right? They know the mechanics, but to have the ability to process everything, they need maturity for that. So 9 months of age, less than a year of age, all we can do is we can do pieces, right? Pieces of the puzzle. Hey, this is kind of how we react if somebody is kind of approaching from behind. This is how we sort of react if somebody is at the gate and they're kind of agitating and maybe they're acting in a certain way. This is how we react if you're in the vehicle, if this is a scenario you want, if you're in the vehicle and somebody starts being persistent. So we would show pictures in a very low defense scenario, and then we bring the equipment in for the dog to go, okay, now I get to bite, because that is a big part of it. I personally don't believe that a personal protection dog should not see any equipment where people go, the dog is just trained on equipment, right? It's just a sport dog, it's just equipment savvy. I believe that they need to see equipment, because that's part of the development. If I teach you how to fight, I'm not just gonna go, hey, we're gonna bring John, go punch him in the face, bust his nose, because you're gonna learn how to fight for real. No, we're gonna bring target pads, right? Target pads for you to practice your jab and cross, your uppercut, your hooks, all of that. And then we mix in the other scenarios that are more realistic. So the same thing with a dog. We show realistic picture, we bring the equipment for the dog to displace that behavior and go, okay, so this is how I respond when this happens. Okay, I'm doing that. Well, how do we culminate that? There's a bite. And obviously we're not gonna send somebody to the hospital every time you have a training session. We're gonna bring the equipment to let the dog know, okay, here it is. And equipment comes in a variety of ways. There's equipment meant for targeting. There's equipment specifically made for grip work. There's so many different things that you can do depending on what you have. But at 9 months of age, this is a very young dog. We want to keep showing pictures between 2 to 3 years of age. That's when you're really going to know, because the reality is, at 9 months of age, you truly don't know. You have a prospect. That's what it is. You have a good prospect. You don't truly know at 9 months of age if this is a dog that is going to do the real deal, that is going to be the exact candidate that you wanted. I've seen dogs that they get trained for personal protection work or anything specific, and then when the dog matures, they tell you, you know, I'm not really interested in that. I'll play the game, but when it gets a little bit serious, I want nothing to do with it. I'd rather just run the other way. Sometimes that happens. It's unfortunate, and it sucks when it happens because you spend a lot of energy, a lot of resources, and a lot of time into that dog because they look promising. But when they reach maturity, that's when you truly know. So hopefully that's the case with the dog that you're asking about. But you need to know that it's not really solid until they hit maturity and you start mixing in scenarios. And the scenarios, once they hit maturity, there needs to be a strong element of pressure. The dog needs to encounter resistance. The dog needs to encounter a very non-compliant aggressor. Because again, we're not talking about sport work. We're talking about the real crap here, right? So we need to put this dog through a series of tests once it matures, where we're going to challenge the dog to see, okay, what is your inclination to do that when I challenge you? Are you inclined to back off or are you inclined to push through? If you're a little bit inclined to back off, we can save it. We can teach you, okay, look, instead of doing that, let's do this instead. But if the inclination to back off is very strong, that's when we go, no, this is, the dog just doesn't want to do it. If consistently, if the pressure is applied with skill and the dog has a strong inclination to go, no, time out, I don't want to do this. This is when the dog tells you, look, it was nice and all, but I really don't want to do this for real. And we need to learn to accept that because sometimes it does happen. If you guys have any questions, please submit them. I'd love to answer them. I'd love to make episodes and videos out of them. So that way I can address the question. I can give you as much detail as possible. And the question that you're asking, somebody else probably has the same question anyway. So by answering it this way, I can give you a lot of detail and I can help somebody else who might have the same question. So please keep them coming. And I'm gonna make sure to address as many of these as I possibly can.